There are big problems in Asia. One is relating to the opium production and trafficking and use. And this is in relation to the fact that two of the major producing countries of heroin are in Asia. So is one is Afghanistan, the other one is Myanmar, but there is also Laos. And in both of these countries, if we look at Afghanistan and Myanmar, in the last data that we have show an increase. In Afghanistan is a big increase, and Afghanistan is really the major producer of heroin around the world. It accounts for about 85% of the opiates globally produced. Myanmar is definitely a smaller producer, but still an important producer, particularly for some of its neighboring countries like China. And unfortunately, we don't have recent information about China and India, but traditionally these are countries where, you know, there are heroin users.
Mm-hmm. Now, the report finds that treatment is still lacking in many places around the world. One out of six problem drug users reportedly doesn't have access to treatment. Is this the case in Asia?
Yes, also particularly also in Asia, because this is a global average and it includes actually countries, particularly in the West, where the average is much higher. So to compare with Africa and Asia, the number of people that do not have access to treatment is much higher as compared to the other region. And what is most worrying also in Asia is that there is a continuous increase of use of synthetic drugs, particularly methamphetamine and ketamine. And the treatment in some of the Asian countries are mostly for synthetic drugs. And for this type of drugs, there is less of evidence-based type of treatment that, for example, we have with heroin. So this is definitely something that is important to notice.
Does UNODC get involved when it comes to issues happening in Indonesia, for example, with people being executed for drug trafficking? Does UNODC get involved in those issues?
UNODC, of course, as a part of the UN system, is against the death penalty. Is against the death penalty also for drug-related crime and any form of crime. This has always been vocal in trying to pursue countries not to use the death penalty for drug-related crime.